98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Weekly Blast.
Maybe you've noticed how loud DeAndre Ayton has been playing recently, and maybe you noticed how quiet the discourse has become on Suns Twitter. Those two are not unrelated. But once again, for all those who lack nuance and listening skills, this is not a story of right versus wrong or supporters versus haters. This is about a big man finally growing into his massive potential. I've noticed a lot of things that are different. The game seems to have slowed down for Ayton. He's playing with a dramatic increase in physicality. He's taking on offensive players at the rim, and his rejection of Jimmy Butler made me scream out loud last night. Ayton looks like a dominant player, even though his offensive numbers are significantly lower, proof that statistics don't always tell a truthful story. And after last night's game, two people went out of their way to gush over Ayton, the opposing coach and Chris Paul, who admitted he's been very, very hard on Ayton. But it has been necessary, and it's why Paul deserves serious MVP candidacy. And it's proof that maybe we were all right all along. The critics who pushed and poured on Ayton to get better, and the loyalists who insisted that we all needed to be patient with a big man who now has Luka Doncic in his rearview mirror. At least when it comes to the NBA standings, the only place that really matters.